overjoyed to be here, and I'm very grateful. One instant avenue to God is through beauty. And it was through beauty that I found God as a child in the High Episcopal Cathedral, where I was an acolyte to the bishop and a boy soprano. The experiences of this lifetime, which I'll just cover briefly to explain some of my eccentricities and strange behaviors. I heard myself recently described as all kinds of superlatives plus eccentric, so I thought we should cover eccentric. Yes, this life was sort of different than many, perhaps. It began really at age 3, out of nothingness, out of oblivion. What was believed at the time to be the void, the ultimate reality of void, which I was a student of Hinayana Buddhism, the pathway of negation for many lifetimes, and would go out into nothing. Because if you believe the ultimate reality is void, then what you get is void. If void was real, you could stay there. Void is not real, so you have to come back. And I found that at age 3, coming out of void and suddenly, swim. There was the realization of existence. Not existence as this small little body, disgusting as it was, laying in this wagon, which I was not pleased about, but just the consciousness of existence. Stunning confrontation with existence. It's like a refutation that the ultimate truth was void, because now, stupid, get its existence. So I got existence. And then instantly it came up the conundrum, the fear of non-existence. I thought if I existed, it could have come about that I would not have come into existence. And suddenly the fear of non-existence arose. So that was the polarity, the duality, the opposites, which was the conundrum of this lifetime. Took another 50 years to solve it, but is the ultimate reality allness or nothingness? At consciousness level 850, it resolves itself. So that was the confrontation. And while other children were worrying about playing games, I was concerned with existence versus non-existence. Poor boy. While they played stickball, I was reading Plato and Aristotle and all the great philosophers of history, and I have all the great books of the Western world at home. The preoccupation of the great books of the Western world is really, what is truth? And how can one get to know truth? And if you calibrate the great books, the greatest thinkers that have ever lived, all the great philosophers throughout all of time, the great books of the Western world calibrates about 468. Stuck in the intellect, which is the problem with trying to bridge the gap between religion and spirituality and science, because science only can go so far. We'll get to the calibrated levels of consciousness, but you'll see the science is stuck in the 400s. Einstein was 499, Freud was 499. Sir Isaac Newton, 499. That's as far as the intellect can go.